Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 79th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, and we are here with the team of Freedom on Fire, Ukraine's Fight for Freedom, from director Eugeni Afinevsky. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And we're here with Natalia Nagorna and Hanna Tsatseva too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This film is out of competition here in Venice. Eugeni, you've been very worried about the situation in Ukraine for years. This is not the first film, of course, you devote to this country. When did you decide that you wanted to tell this war from day one? How did this start?
What I learned from Maidan, what I love about Maidan, I saw amazing unity and how the people fighting for their freedom, for their human rights, for their freedom of speech, freedom of expression that we're having here freely. And Maidan was an amazing Iceland in the middle of country where people showed to the entire world, showed to themselves that they have a voice and they're able to change the history and they're able to be the people, how we say it in our American Constitution. So they showed to themselves that they can bring the change in their own country and make their voice strong. But unfortunately, Maidan also brought a next chapter for their fight for freedom, which the world kind of saw as annexation of Crimea and the war started. But in the same time, slowly, slowly, it was forgotten because the world went through different stages and different situations happened. But for me, who was observing this, who was close to my friends, to people in Ukraine, I realized that if it will be neglected, it will go wrong direction. It can go into escalation, which we saw specifically in 2022. And in 2022, taking all footage that was shot, still by my team from Maidan in 2014, from Donetsk airport, Crimea, Debaltseve, and many other events that happened of this war, 8-year war, going into the invasion, total escalation today, I realized that it is an urgent call for the world. It is a call for action to the world, because if we will neglect what we neglected since 2014, and if we will neglect it again right now, who can be next? We are right now in the middle of European Union. Second largest country is in a war. People are fleeing, people are dying. So I think tomorrow we can't guarantee who can be next, which next door will be blown and the invader came into their homes. So I think that's the urgency that I felt in my heart, why I'm going back to Ukraine, why immediately, in less than 6 months, I filmed, in less than 3 months, I edited. Last shot with this beautiful journalist was done on the 9th of August. Last take, sound take with amazing Helen Mirren was done on the 26th of August, and the movie was literally done a night between 30th of August to 31st and delivered here to the beautiful, amazing Venice Film Festival that connects the bridges and brings the art and important messages to the world through the cinema.
I would like Natalia and Anna to tell us briefly how your life was before this invasion and how is now.
Ви знаєте, я живу у війні вже.
To be honest, I've been living in the war for 8.5 years now. For me, there was no question of showing or not showing the war in the film. To shoot on the war, the film, or not to show it, because all above Ukraine, first of all, but also the whole world, must know what it's like to be in war. Before this war, I was a simple, normal person, and I was practicing skydiving. I went snowboarding, went to the sea, went trekking, went around like normal people do. But all this was taken away from me by Russia. It is nothing. It is nonsense compared to what has happening and what is happening right now in Ukraine to millions of Ukrainians. Ukrainian mothers and their babies are put into bed without knowing that if they wake up tomorrow or not. Ukrainians with great dignity, but with equal effort are forced to survive starvation in the occupied territories. We met, we saw what Russian terror is. In addiction, the Ukrainians are taken as hostages because they come to occupy and even bomb, shoot at the nuclear power plants in operation. And what we see now in Ukraine is an example of a real genocide by Russia against Ukraine, against all the people in Ukraine. And in the 21st century, this cannot exist. It cannot be possible to be like that, all in front of the people. And that is why we not only fight, we fight also for showing the world what this war is.
We have the gentle help of our translator for your words, and it's a frightful description, but I think it's very accurate. We have a couple of minutes more for you, Anna. How was your life and how is now?
So actually, before 24th of February, I was an ordinary wife and mother, and I was a French teacher also. My husband, he was a soldier, but when I gave birth, we have decided that it's better for him to have a civil work. But unfortunately, it didn't help us, and he became a soldier of Azov Regiment. And right now, he is in captivity. I could never imagine that I could be in the shelter, that I could spend there 65 days, and it was a real challenge for me, for my 3-month-old baby. And right now, my husband still has this challenge, and he's trying to be alive in the Russian captivity. So that's why I'm here, and that's why it was so important for me to take part in this movie, because I wanted the world to know this story. I wanted the world to help us to take from captivity our militaries, who were heroically defending Ukraine.
Well, the movie is here in Venice. We hope it helps out your cause. Thank you very much, Natalia, Anna, Eugenie. Thank you for the film. I'm David Martos. This is the 79th edition of the Mostra di Venezia. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.